Well, good morning, Power Hour Nation. This is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting, sitting in for Daniel. I'm so thankful to Catherine for arranging this. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. I have a colleague of mine with whom I've been doing regular reports on a news program called Need to Know, Giuseppe Vefangiulo from the District of Criminals. He'll be joining me shortly to discuss the ramifications of the point of my point of departure today. Unusual, I'm sure. We're going to start with a little philosophy, which turns out to have a very important ramification and application of what we're dealing with here in the world today. When I was an undergraduate at Princeton, I did my undergraduate thesis for Carl G. Hempel, who was at the time by far the most influential philosopher of science among professional philosophers. Sir Karl Popper of England was more influential among natural scientists or physical scientists, and Thomas S. Kuhn among social scientists, no doubt, where Popper championed the method of falsifiability, the method of falsification. If you want to tell whether or not a theory is true, then attempt to falsify that theory. If you're unable to falsify the theory, then maybe it turns out to be true, or you simply haven't figured out yet how to falsify it. Now, Carl Hempel was very famous for his theory of explanation, which basically said that an explanation consists of a law of nature and initial conditions to explain an outcome phenomenon. There were technical names he gave to the premises and the conclusion, which were known as the explanans and the explanandum. Just to give you a simple example, if you have somebody who's lying there dead with a hole in his head, maybe that's because he was shot in the head with a weapon of a certain caliber, and that anyone shot in the head with a weapon of that caliber is going to have that hole in his head, okay? That would be an inference from a law of nature, in this case about ballistics and wounds, to the conclusion, explain why a person happens to be dead given they were shot in the head. Now, Hempel used a pattern of reasoning, which is related to the if-then sentences. If something is the case, then something else is the case, when the if clause is satisfied. Thus, the general form of laws on Hempel's account, if you were shot, anyone were shot in the head, such and so, under such and such condition, they would be dead. Here's this individual shot in the head, therefore they're dead. Now, in my research, I would eventually recognize that there was a flaw in Hempel's analysis, because Hempel really treated any reasoning from a general law to a conclusion to be explanatory. But there are many patterns of reasoning. You not only have if then with the if clause to derive the then, but you have if then but not then to derive not if. In other words, if you have a person who's not been shot in the head, then you're entitled to infer, who's not dead, you're entitled to infer that's because he's not been shot in the head. Yes, you're entitled to infer he's not been shot in the head, but it doesn't answer the question why. Why would someone be not shot in the head? Similar, we have all kinds of examples. Any causal connection between if the cause and the effect. If you have the cause, like a plane crash leaves all kinds of airplane debris. It'll leave the pieces of the fuselage, the wings, the tail, the engines, right? So the question, and we see this in many plane crash situations. If there's a plane crash, there's a debris. But what if there's an absence of debris? Look out in your front yard right now. You'll find there's no presence of airplane debris. Well, we're entitled to infer from the absence of airplane debris that no plane has crashed in your yard. But that does not explain why. That meant there was something wrong about Hempel's conditions for explanation, because you can satisfy those conditions without actually understanding why something is the case. You can't, that you're not dead doesn't explain why you're not shot in the head, stabbed in the heart, poisoned, or whatever. hang by the net, right? It doesn't explain it. So Hempel had something wrong. I would eventually introduce causal constraints on the reasoning involved here, that you have to take into account all and only the relevant conditions that bring about an outcome in formal work of mine. But in the meanwhile, after when I graduated from Princeton, I was commissioned a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps. I was in the Navy regular program, where the Navy agreed to provide books, tuition, $50 a month spending money. This is back in 1962 to 66. In return for my agreeing to serve 4 years as a regular officer in the Navy or the Marine Corps, I chose the Marine Corps. Now, I decided in 1966 to resign my commission as a captain to enter graduate school at Indiana, where I would study with the third of the three most prominent philosophers of science in the world, Wesley C. Salmon. Now, what Salmon was a critic of Hempel's approach, but he didn't take my approach. What he did was to offer generalizations that included an irrelevant factor to show that something was wrong with Hempel's approach. For example, you've probably heard the joke about the hippie in Times Square who's beating a drum. And when a pedestrian asks, "What's going on here? Why are you beating the drum?" And he says, "To keep the wild tigers away." And the response is made, "But there are no wild tigers here." And he says, "Yeah, see what a great job I'm doing?" Or here's another. John Jones took his wife's birth control pills and did not become pregnant, because all men who take birth control pills do not become pregnant. Well, Salmon's point was that's a general law that on Hempel's account ought to provide an explanation, but it's clearly defective, because taking or not taking birth control pills doesn't make a difference. Men don't become pregnant in any case. So Salmon's mistake was only looking at statistically relevant factors. My critique of Salmon's work included pointing out that you could have all kinds of statistically relevant factors, such as, say, maybe there's a variation in the first letters of a woman's name with her becoming going into contractions, you know, going into labor. There can be all kinds of fluky statistical relationships that are not explanatory because they are not causally relevant. Here's another nice case Salmon used. This lump of sugar dissolved when put in coffee because it had a dissolving spell put on it. And all sugar cubes that have dissolving spells put on them dissolve when they're put in coffee. What I did was to shift from the statistical relevance to causal relevance and restrict adequate explanations to all and only the properties that make a difference to the outcome. How is this important today? Well, Johns Hopkins has a report explaining that COVID-19 has relatively no effect on deaths. That rather suggests that whether you have COVID-19 or not, it's not going to affect your probability or propensity for death, even though we're told precisely the opposite. Here's a summary. After retrieving data on the CDC website, this is an associate professor by the name of Brion, compiled a graph representing percentages of total deaths per age category from early February to early September, which includes a period before COVID-19 was detected in the U.S. after infection rates soared. Surprisingly, get this, the deaths of older people stayed the same before and after COVID-19. Since COVID-19 mainly affects the elderly, experts expected an increase in the percentage of deaths in older age groups. However, this increase is not seen from the CDC data. In fact, the percentage of deaths among all age groups remain relatively the same. This looks very analogous to putting a dissolving spell on a lump of sugar. People die all the time, but it appears they die at a rate that is not affected by whether they have COVID-19 or don't have COVID-19, just as the sugar cube dissolves, whether you have put a spell on it or not put a spell on it. It's fascinating that carryover should apply exactly. Not only did this brilliant work surface, and it was done this year, but the Johns Hopkins study mysteriously disappeared after it revealed, in spite of COVID, no more deaths in 2020 than in previous years. Johns Hopkins University keeps a tracker of COVID cases around the world and the U.S. This site is used to scare people into staying in their homes and shut off from the real world. So when a study from Johns Hopkins comes out showing no increase in deaths in 2020 related to prior years, the study has to be taken down. The Gateway Pundit reported back in August that according to the CDC, only 6% of all deaths labeled as COVID are related to the virus. The remaining deaths have on the average at least 2 to 3 comorbidities present. Well, remember, people die all the time. And it looks as though calling them COVID deaths isn't causally significant any more than putting a dissolving spell on a lump of sugar is causally significant to its dissolving in coffee. We had a state senator by the name of Scott Jensen, who is also an MD, who reported a long time ago that he was surprised that he was being pressured to identify a patient who had now passed away, as a COVID death, even though he had never been tested. This was a red flag. Something was terribly, terribly wrong. He said he'd never seen it before, but hospitals were being paid $13,000 for every patient they identified as COVID and $39,000 for every patient that they put onto a ventilator. But it appears this financial inducement has led to all kinds of bookkeeping fraud by the hospitals in order to make more money. Even hospitals, remember, are a business. They are for profit. And when they see opportunities to make more profit, they seize them. Here's a part of the report about the Johns Hopkins study. Genevieve Brion, assistant program director of the Applied Economic Master's Degree Program at Johns Hopkins, critically analyzed the impact that COVID-19 had on U.S. deaths. According to her, the impact of COVID-19 on deaths in the United States can be fully understood by comparing it to the number of total deaths in the country. According to her study, in contrast to most people's assumptions, the number of deaths by COVID-19 is not alarming. In fact, it has relatively no effect on deaths in the United States. The report states, after retrieving data on the CDC website, Brion compiled a graph representing percentages of total deaths per age category from early February to early September, which includes a period from before COVID-19 was detected in the U.S. to after infection rates soared. Surprisingly, the deaths of older people stayed the same before and after COVID-19. Since COVID-19 mainly affects the elderly, experts expected an increase in the percentage of deaths in the older age groups. However, this increase is not seen from the CDC data. In fact, the percentages of deaths among all age groups remain relatively the same. What this is reflecting is a couple of more developments we have here, including the fact that today, the reported increase in COVID-19 deaths is almost exactly equal to the total decrease in deaths by all other causes. In other words, the CDC and the World Health Organization have stopped counting deaths from the seasonal flu. Normally, ordinarily, deaths from the seasonal flu would be 3 or 4 times as many as were attributed to COVID-19 earlier this year. Let me give you some figures for background. Worldwide deaths, January 1st to April 1st, the first quarter of this year. COVID-19, 46,438. Seasonal flu, 121,993. That's 3 times as many deaths from seasonal flu as COVID-19. Malaria, 246,121. That's 6 times as many deaths as COVID-19. Suicide, 269,076. That's more. Traffic fatalities, 338,715. HIV/AIDS, 421,808 alcohol. These are deaths. 627,571 smoking. 1,254,352 cancer. 2,060,730 hunger, meaning death by starvation. 2,806,314. So why aren't we talking about a hunger or a cancer or a smoking or an alcohol or a HIV/AIDS pandemic? Because this is political. This is not a medical emergency. They're using this fake pandemic to deprive us of our life, our liberty, and that which is most meaningful in our lives. Remember, you had figures like Dr. Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci telling us we shouldn't enjoy Thanksgiving. Now you've got him warning us we shouldn't have Christmas. They have done the absurd thing of locking up the healthy in past quarantines. You have only quarantined the sick, not the healthy. Three different elementary fallacies are involved here. I spent 35 years offering courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning to teach my students to detect and avoid these fallacies. The first fallacy is the fallacy of equivocation. That means you're taking the same word and treating it in an ambiguous fashion. Yes, yes, there has been an increase in the number of tests and the number of positive outcomes, but that doesn't mean you're sick. The test is testing residual fragments of RNA, which may be from having had a cold or the flu in the past. It does not mean that you have COVID. And yet, because of the soaring test result, which doesn't mean you have COVID, and if you don't have COVID or have no symptoms, you can't spread it, is being used as a weapon to defeat the American people from their right to freely associate with friends, with neighbors, to enjoy their lives, to go to sporting events, to shop, to keep and maintain a business. This is the most outrageous event in world history. This is the biggest scam. Up to 90% of COVID-19 positive test results are false, where the test kits are matching dead viral fragments that pose no infection risk. I'm reminded of Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone observing, imagine a virus so lethal, you have to be tested to know you have it. The second fallacy, over and beyond the fallacy of equivocation, they're only focusing on the numbers of COVID deaths, as I've shown you. Seasonal flu, many times more. Malaria, many times more. Suicide, HIV, alcohol, many times more. Once you put the number of COVID deaths into perspective, it's relatively trivial because they keep repeating 200 plus thousand again and again. You think that's really serious, but it's trifling. 2 million plus, nearly three, die from starvation every year. Cancer, over 2 million. Smoking, 1.25 million. Alcohol, 600,000. Put it in perspective. We don't shut down the country because of a contagious disease, especially one with such minimal consequences. Their third fallacy is the appeal to popular sentiments. Because most people think COVID is dangerous, if the argument is made that it must be true. But what I'm telling you is COVID is not dangerous, and COVID is not posing a danger, and we're idiots to allow our country to be locked down. We're being led by the nose by rats like Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, who want to set us up for the big reset. They're using this COVID phenomenon not only to bring in mail-in balloting, by means of which the Democrats have sought to seal this election, but in order to shut down the world, shut down the United States, deny us the right to make money, wipe out small businesses in the middle class. They want to give us a proposition that we're going to have all currency being digital. They'll give us 300 square feet to live. They'll give us an annual income if only we're willing to give up all of our property and assets and agree to an ongoing endless sequence of vaccinations. If we don't agree, they're going to put us in FEMA camps as public health menaces And if we continue to disagree, they're going to declare us to be enemies of the state, and our heads are going to be separated from our bodies. This is a situation we're in today. And I'm here to tell you, it turns out that my background as a philosopher of science and an expert on the nature of scientific explanations applies here, because we go from general principles of scientific reasoning, which Hempel articulated, but mistakenly thought were principles of explanation, to requirements of statistical relevance, and more importantly, of causal relevance. There is no yardstick that indicates to us that COVID-19 is causally relevant to deaths in the United States or anywhere else in the world. We're being played by numbers. We're being played by a game. There, an article appeared, it may have been in Fortune a couple of years ago, that said, it's 2020, I owe nothing, and I'm happier than I've ever been. Right, think about it. Happier than you ever been, having no property, no assets, where you're living like a slave or a serf, completely at the mercy of the state. This is what they want for us. This is the Great Reset. And they're using this completely manufactured pandemic, purely political, no medical significance whatsoever to do it. And I'm so pleased that when we return from this break, my dear colleague, Giuseppe Vaffanduolo from the District of Criminals, will be able to round out and confirm everything I'm telling you here. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting today here. I'm so glad to be with the Power Hour Nation. The mall this week has two specials taking place. Power Mall sales for November 30th through December 4th. 10% off good health naturally products and BOGO free REM sleep and tranquil. You can visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9820. You heard Joyce provide that number. Check out the Power Mall. Important to keep this show on the air. As I announced earlier, I have a wonderful colleague with a background in medicine to give you further thoughts about what I've outlined during the first segment of this program. Giuseppe Vaffangulo from the District of Criminals. I'm so glad you're here, my friend. Join the conversation.
Well, Professor, it's an honor to be on the Power Hour. I've been a longtime listener and fan and supporter. Purchased some excellent items from the Power Mall, and as we were saying off air right before I joined the show now, it's more important than ever for each person to take personal responsibility for their own health. I mean, there's this bizarre childlike religious belief that the priests in the white coats, allopathic corporate medicine, are out to take care of you. And there are some people who do seek to take care of you, but by and large, you're just a piece of meat and a profit center for them. And you really want to take care of yourself, not depend on corporate medicine to take care of you.
Now, Giuseppe, tell us, did I get anything wrong there? Would you agree with my analysis? How do we know that COVID-19 is a complete and total fraud, as I'm suggesting here?
Well, you were spot on. And for listeners who most would not know, my first career was as a degreed professional journalist in the 80s. I worked for the largest morning daily newspaper when the newspapers were real and journalists were journalists. And not opinion sharers now that they all are now, and deceivers and propagandists that they all are now. And so that was my first 10 years, and really trained in investigative journalism and objective journalism, and then moved on to other things. And my midlife career change, I went to become a doctor of oriental medicine with a master's of science in oriental medicine and a bachelor's of science in Eastern and Western combined nutrition. And the reason it's science, as in master's and bachelor's of science, is the college I went to, one of the top five in the United States and the second oldest in the United States, focused on having both a Western training and an Eastern training, because for the following reason, which is their thought was, if you have a patient come to you and you tell them that you're going to treat their toxic blood heat, they'll look at you like, what? You're out of your mind. But if you tell them, well, we're going to help treat your cancer, in Oriental medicine, cancer is toxic blood heat. So they wanted you, the student, graduating from their program, to be able to be an effective translator. So it's interesting that I had enough Western classes when I took my national boards 15 years ago. I could have gone to a technical college and gotten a few classes and certified in blood drawing or phlebotomy, and I could have had a Western job as like a physician's associate. That's how robust my Western training was. But that pales compared to the Eastern training and the Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine training. And so what's going on is, Jim, you're exactly right. The only thing that you could have said is, in addition to finding particles of a dead virus, is you can actually have a live virus in you and it's not affecting your health in any way because your immune system has control of it. Everything in real health and natural health is based on your immune system and immune function. All the lies, especially the lies of immunology, corporate vaccination, which I call quaxination, because dating all the way back to the so-called father of vaccination, Edward Jenner, back in 1746, you know, if you look it up on the lying Google, it will tell you the first search that comes up, Edward Jenner saw an 8-year-old boy had smallpox, and he saw some milkmaids were milking cows, and they didn't get it. And so he gave a small 8-year-old boy cowpox, and then the boy didn't get smallpox, and Edward Jenner's vaccination cured smallpox. And you know what? Absolute lie. I don't know if people understand the word apocryphal, which means fictional or specious half-truth. The reality, Edward Jenner was an arrogant clown, and he was obsessed with trying to create the smallpox vaccine. He never did. And in the process, he tested it on both his stepson and his son, eventually killing both at ages 20 and 21. Edward Jenner never cured smallpox. Smallpox is an episodic virus. Every so often it arises from nature. And what cured it back then in 1746 is what stops every pandemic. The combination of quarantining the sick, as you said earlier, there's absolutely no reason to quarantine the healthy. You only quarantine the sick, and you quarantine the at-risk, the real at-risk, elderly, immunocompromised, people with lung issues like asthma or COPD. Those are people you quarantine. Everyone else should be out living their basic lives, not wearing masks. We can get into all that in a second. What a criminal farce wearing a mask is, especially for children. And the funny thing is, Jim, is the history of vaccines, it's always the same lie, especially in the last since the 80s, when the sadly Ronald Reagan was deceived by a young Tony the Rat Fauci, and who convinced Reagan, who was supposed to be a true conservative and to protect the vaccine industry, literally indemnify these criminals so they cannot be sued when they murder your newborn. And now it's called SIDS. There is no SIDS. For every 100 babies, maybe one will suffocate itself by kinking itself in a crib. Maybe one will forget to breathe. The other 98 are murdered by vaccines. In fact, it's interesting. There's a a giant in the anti-vax field is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and you've interviewed her several times. And so what drove her to become such a champion against the criminality of quaxination is when she was a young practitioner, she was an expert witness and testified against several parents who went to jail for murdering their newborns with the so-called shaken baby syndrome. And in reality, she later discovered she had put innocent people in jail because the vaccines killed the children. And that drove her to become an expert on vaccinations, a doctor who, a Western trained doctor who does read every study, who does read every report, and has publicly stated again and again, there is no vaccine worth getting, not one. Oh, well, Giuseppe, what about tetanus? After I get some stitches when I step on a rusty nail, that'll save my life. Actually, no, it won't. If you have a healthy immune system, that will save your life. You get a tetanus vaccine, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, heard her say it in an interview a couple weeks ago, you're four times more likely to get tetanus from that vaccine than just cleaning out the wound, stitching it up, and taking extra vitamin C and things to boost your immune function. Everything in health, the lying corporate parasites that is allopathic medicine, everything in health, they should be telling you, is your immune system, your immune function, but they don't. They're trying to come out now, Jim, and actually tell you that your immune function isn't valid, that you need vaccinations. I just read that a week ago. How absurd is that?
Well, you made so many excellent points, Giuseppe. And, of course, this guy Biden, who actually did not win the election, it turns out this is actually a body double, not the real Joe Biden, as I demonstrated repeatedly. Anyone who wants to check out a photographic comparison and the argument can find it on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. But another fallacy is involved here in playing the public. There's all this talk about following the science, but I've been giving you reports about the science, which is based on bona fide empirical data. And if you have no increase in deaths, even among the elderly, during the COVID era, that is excellent reason to conclude that's because it's not causally efficacious, that it's not making a difference. Now, one of the great abuses taking place in our society is the appeal to authority, which is very tricky in this case. There's an elementary fallacy, fallacious appeal to authority, and then there are non-fallacious appeals to authority. A fallacious appeal to authority would be illustrated by my uncle Rolf the barber says it's easy to give childbirth and women who complain are just sissies. Clearly, Rolf the barber is not positioned to be have an expert opinion about childbirth. On the other hand, a good example of a non-fallacious appeal would be about questions of physics addressed, for example, to Albert Einstein or a later Richard Feynman or earlier Sir Isaac Newton and so forth, people who are bona fide physicists. The problem we have is that there are persons who are political appointees who ought to be bona fide experts but are giving fake analysis to the public. That's this Dr. Tony Anthony, the rat Fauci, whom I regard as having done more damage to the United States than all of our foreign enemies combined. Giuseppe, if you add up the havoc wreaked by Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Emperor Hirohito together, they did less damage to the United States than Anthony Fauci has done in the last 6 months by giving us propaganda and nonsense, including the whole idea of a lockdown. That was completely absurd. Other countries that haven't undergone a lockdown have fared far better, who insist on our staying at home isolated. Well, that's a great recipe for incurring a sense of isolation, depression. We know that spousal abuse is going up, child abuse is going up, And of course, the idea of separating children who are growing from children their same age so they can grow and thrive in the school environment by shutting down the school for a pandemic that is a political phenomenon and not a medical emergency, and where wearing masks is really in many ways the capstone. I have article after article on my blog at jamesfetzer.org where we learn that wearing masks is very harmful to human beings and other living things. Think about it. When you wear a mask, you are recycling the air you exhale, which is already oxygen depleted, which means that the new air you're breathing in cannot oxygenate the red blood cells that are necessary to keep your brain and your body functioning. It's especially harmful on the brain because the brain cells that die are not replaceable. There are cells in our body that are replaceable, but the damage to our brains is irreversible. They cannot be restored. So that I was projecting early on, Giuseppe, that when we worked our way through this pandemic, the country would have sustained a 5-point drop in IQ because we would have done so much damage to our brains. Now they're talking about having to continue to wear masks even after the vaccine is available. Well, not only are there fraudulent aspects of this vaccine, which as you're implying, is something to be avoided at all costs. But the fact is continuing to wear the mask, especially for children, is basically a criminal act. You're doing tremendous damage to your children by wearing masks. I was shocked, by the way, Giuseppe, to see a girls' soccer team where they were playing with great vigor wearing masks, because that's also going to put a tremendous strain on their cardiovascular systems. We're going to have teenagers dying of heart attacks because they're participating in ordinary athletic activities wearing masks, which is cutting off the supply of oxygen they need to remain vibrant human beings. This is outrageous.
Jim, it's completely outrageous, and it's literally satanically evil. And the quaxination types and now the incompetence, Tony the Rat Fauci, who literally, if you go back through his entire career back to the 80s, is responsible for the deaths of somewhere around 30 million plus humans because he misrepresented how to treat AIDS with deadly AZT chemotherapy. He's misrepresented every disease that he sought to create a global vaccine for, and now what he's done in the last 9 months is just absolutely criminal. He's absolutely a mass murderer, and historically, I guess the greatest mass murderer is King Leopold. What he did to the Congo was supposedly 22 million Congolese, but in reality, Tony the Rat, it beats him by millions. And why this subhuman literal demon is allowed the position of power and allowed to stay in power for 50 years is just absurd. And the only reason is because he's serving his true masters, the big pharma criminal cabal. And so that's why he's kept in place to serve them, not to serve the American people, not to serve the government. He serves his real masters, which is the criminal big pharma cabal. And one other point quickly, Jim, is the lie of trust the science. What listeners need to understand is all of the science of virology and immunology is not science. It's pseudoscience. It's mathematical manipulation. The famous quote by Mark Twain, lies, damn lies, and statistics, paraphrasing. That's exactly what is done 99.997% of the time in corporate studies of immunology and virology. What they do is they get a piece of actual virus or RNA, whatever you want to describe it as, and then they don't have a complete functioning model. They use the computer and the sophisticated programs they write to flesh it out. And then not only do they flesh it out, but then they play a bunch of what-if scenarios. So that's two steps away from real science. It's all fiction. And yet, and the biggest example of that is that oafish buffoon Neil Ferguson, Dr. Neil Ferguson. I guess anybody can be a doctor these days. That guy's such a clown. He's such an inept, weak-minded buffoon who's propped up by Bill Gates and Fauci and the like. And they call him Dr. Doom in the UK because he writes these really pathetically bad models. And because he wrote one for the swine flu about 13 or 17 years ago, that the UK ended up killing over a million pigs needlessly and really put a huge damage on the industry there. And now his model, which was such an outlier, claiming that the United States would lose over 2 million and the UK would lose almost a million, was just ridiculous. And instead of working on his model, he's sneaking out to have an affair with one of his colleagues' wife. That's the level of quality you get from Bill Gates in his whole empire of deceit.
Yeah, let me add that Bill Gates has been the pivotal figure here. He's given around $180 million to Imperial College, where Neil Ferguson developed his completely ridiculous model. As you said, we observed predicting 2.2 million Americans, 500,000 Brits would die if their economies were not shut down. He was paid to produce that model. For Bill Gates, vaccination is a business. He makes money on every vaccination. He wants to vaccinate the whole world because we have so many billion here in the world. He wants to make all that money for himself. But the vaccines he's promoted have had devastating effects around the world. In India, they used a Gates vaccine, and 500,000 Indian children were paralyzed. He was given the boot out of India. But the mainstream's not telling you. Another vaccine tried out in Africa killed lots and lots of kids. We know the H1N1 vaccine causes brain damage. And, of course, everyone today, I think, knows there's not only a perfect statistical correlation between the use of these very commonly used vaccines that have heavy metal bases, aluminum or mercury, with autism, where you find the increased use of vaccine, the increased autism, a statistical correlation that, because it's so perfect, is indicative of a causal connection. Though exactly which component of the vaccine could be the causal agent is still open to debate, but where projections have it, by 2050 at this rate, half of our children will be autistic. Tony the Rat was predicting that there'd be a surprise pandemic in 2017 that would hit the Trump administration. Well, think about it. If Tony Fauci, who is the guy at the National Institute of Health, who is responsible for pandemic preparation, is telling us that there's going to be a surprise pandemic, how can it be a surprise? And since he's the guy responsible for preparing to deal with a pandemic, how can we not have been prepared? It's because he's a mole in the work. He's a deceitful person. He is the greatest scourge America's ever seen. And yet, if you go on to the mainstream media, you'll find again and again, he's on the mainstream media, NBC, CBS, ABC. They're fawning over Anthony Fauci. If you listen to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, you'll find she's just praising him to the sky. Why? Because he's a political agent of destruction, and they are supporting it. It's outrageous. You have to come to grips. Just think for yourself. What possible good can it do to a human being or other living thing to rebreathe oxygen-depleted air? It's that simple. Studies even show not only are there no benefits for ordinary persons to wear masks, there is even a summary of 15 studies showing masks aren't even beneficial during surgery. I know that's going to come as a shock, So I say go to jamesfetzer.org and check it out. We are being played massively. It's just like the hippie in Times Square beating the drums to keep the wild tigers away, or the men who don't get pregnant because they take birth control, or the lumps of sugar that dissolve in coffee because they've had a dissolving spell passed upon them. People die every day, but they're not dying at an unusual rate because of COVID. In fact, the scientific study done out of Johns Hopkins showed it wasn't making a difference. If it isn't making a difference, that's because it's not a causally efficacious agent. And if it's not a causally efficacious agent, that means we've been given nothing but an endless stream of propaganda and disinformation by malevolent forces that want to separate us from our property, our assets, our freedom and liberty. They want us to continue to live as slaves and serfs to the deep state. Well, I'll give you my response in one word. Live free or die. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.